Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Making Room with me, your host, Marley Martin. Today, we're going to talk about making room for this idea of sharing our ugly truths and finding true friends. Let's dive in. We all have realities that we don't share with other people. These ugly truths that sometimes we even hide from ourselves, if we're being honest. We don't want to face the reality of how severe these ugly truths might be. This could be something you're struggling with, like addiction or body dysmorphia. It could be depression, anxiety, lack of faith, struggling with your religion, relationships with people in your family or friends. And all of these things, again, are not the things we want to put on display and share with others. These are the things, the ugly truths are the ones that we not only hide from those that we love out of fear that maybe they'll judge us or not love us, accept us, fear of letting them down and just being a disappointment, but we also push them down in a way to hide from ourselves. With my ugly truths, I tend to push them down and minimize them as if they're not a big deal. I think that for me personally, as I have developed true and authentic relationships and friendships, I've realized that there are certain people that are a safe place to share these ugly truths. And what has come from that has been so transformative. And that's what I really want to talk to you guys about, is the power of true friendships. Because in these true friendships, we can discuss these ugly truths, and there's so much redemption and healing when we're able to do that. So if you don't have any friends like this, please consider me one of these people. Please do not hesitate to reach out. Please know that I'm here to listen, to consult with you, to not counsel you in the sense of being your counselor, but counsel you as a spiritual friend, as a spiritual guider, as someone who has your best interest in mind, and if nothing else, is a set of ears where you can safely share your heart and these ugly truths. Because I have recently found people like this, and it has been so incredible and fruitful in my life. And everyone deserves to have someone like that. So if you're looking for someone to play this role and you're struggling, please know that I am always here for that and to be that for you. I just want to be raw and honest and share with you some of the ugly truths that I have dealt with in my life. And some of them I'm still dealing with. But the friendships and how they've affected these ugly truths and the beauty that's come from it. So honestly, my friendships have all been pretty surface level throughout my life, some deeper than others, but ultimately there was just a lot of overlap and commonality on things that we were interested in, things that we were drawn to, hobbies. There were friendships where it was way more one-sided for one person involved or the other. One person was putting in more effort that left the other person hurt. Like, friendships are very complicated. Relationships in general are complicated. We all know this. I would be willing to bet that every person listening has had a painful relationship, a friendship, something of that nature, right? So how do you find these friends, and what does it look like when you do find them? I think the first step in finding these true and authentic friendships is understanding what your ugly truths are. That way you can better discern what it is that you need from these friends and how they're going to receive it, how they're going to relate to these ugly truths, right? You're not going to feel comfortable just blurting out something that is very tragic to your life and to your heart to someone who doesn't relate or doesn't understand. I always heard that, you know, find friends at church or prayer groups or things like that. And it's a great concept. It's a great idea. But if we're honest, not everyone who attends church has a heart of Christ, right? There are plenty of people who go to church and still gossip. There are plenty of people who go to church and are not practicing the teachings of the church that you're attending. And so this can also be kind of murky waters to navigate, even though it's a really good starting point. For me, I attend and have attended in the past a lot of different retreats and religious events, and always kind of searching the crowd for someone that maybe stands out to me or my heart feels connected to, and trying to discern, why do I feel connected to them? Why do I feel safe around them? Why do I feel comfortable around them? And in this sharing and in this vulnerability, trust is built. I think it's one of the reasons I really love doing this podcast, is because the more vulnerable I am and the more I share my heart and my experiences, the more I feel accepted and loved and seen by all of you who listen. Every time you share the podcast and tag me in it, or you reach out or message me in the direct messaging and say that this certain episode meant something to you, it validates what Christ is doing in my life. It validates the beauty of who God created me to be. And it reminds me that I am accepted, that I am seen, that I am loved. And in return, I feel that I'm giving that to you guys when I record these. I feel like I am getting to be your friend, that maybe this is speaking to your heart and you do relate, and a friendship is hopefully being built. I consider you guys family at this point. But these ugly truths can be trusted with these friends when you find them. For me, my ugly truths have been postpartum depression, which I struggled with after the pregnancy and delivery of Parker. And it's something that I did not fully understand and realize I was struggling with as it was happening. And I couldn't articulate that to the people that I was closest to. I couldn't ask for help because I didn't fully understand what it was I was struggling with. And even though I was feeling these things, I also was pushing it down and ignoring it because I was scared of the reality of what that meant. Does having postpartum depression make me a bad mom? Does it make me not motherly? Does it make me unattractive to my husband that I struggle to connect with our child? Things like this, like these fears and worries, I didn't want to acknowledge the depth of their truth to myself, and I certainly didn't want to share those with anyone else out of fear of judgment. Hindsight is, once I have recovered from the postpartum depression and I started to speak on it and I started to share more about my experience and my journey, I realized how many people do care, how many people wanted to be supportive and didn't know how to, or didn't realize that I needed support. And when you begin to see these truths of the goodness of others around you, you begin to unveil these truths within yourself, even though they're ugly, because you know that in this friend, you have a safe place. Another ugly truth is that I struggle and have struggled with not feeling motherly and only feeling like a mom. And the best way I can explain that is that, to me, a mom is someone who checks the boxes. They're making sure you are where you're supposed to be on time. You know, nothing is going untaken care of. You have your laundry, you have your breakfast, you have your homework done. All of these things, like the boxes are being checked. A mother, like we don't say Mom Mary, we say Mother Mary. And so she has this motherliness about her, right? Yes, she is a mom, and Jesus probably called her mom, but the word mother, somewhere in my heart, carries more weight. And so I really started thinking into that. And for me, a mother is someone who is patient, someone who is gentle and kind and compassionate, slow to anger, all of these things that we hear in scripture. They're a safe space for guidance and reassurance. They're a place to crumble and to be built back up. They are Christ-like. And I, for a long time, have only felt like a mom, someone who was just getting up and doing the minimum to get us out the door on time for church or to work and to school. Someone who was, in a sense, if I'm being completely honest, tolerating their kids rather than guiding them and mentoring them. Being a parent is hard. No one knows what they're doing. Every day you're guessing and trying to figure it out. And I don't know if it's being on maternity leave and having a lot of free time, or if it's having multiple children, but with each child that I've had, I feel more motherly with each one. I feel more wise. I feel more comfortable. I feel more confident. I think my capacity for grace and mercy with my children has really grown and developed, and it is empowering to me. It's comforting to me. I never would have gotten to this place, and I believe this, what I'm about to say, with my whole heart, if it were not for the good friends and the true friends, the type of friendships that I'm trying to talk to you guys about. Because this was an ugly truth for me, that I didn't feel motherly, that I felt inadequate as a mother, that I was scarring my children in all of these ways. And there are a handful of people that I have truly dug up those ugly truths with and talked this out with. Those people are my aunt, who introduced me and helped cultivate my relationship with the Holy Spirit, which I'm forever grateful for. A dear friend of mine who passed away several years back's mother. We have the same birthday. He was just a year older than me. And his mom and I have become really, really close, because as a mom who lost a child, she longs to have that motherly relationship, right? And as someone who struggles to feel motherly, I desire to be around people who embody that. And so she and I have really created this beautiful spiritual relationship where we connect and we share and we grieve together and we heal together. The other people I have shared this ugly truth with is my ministry school class. It has become such a safe and sacred space. And these people in ministry school with me, y'all, are from Australia, New Zealand, all across the United States, New Mexico, Ohio, Florida, California, Michigan, as well as Hong Kong, and all just around the world. I have so many new brothers and sisters in Christ thanks to ministry school. And it has become a safe and sacred place where these people are true friends, and I can cry to them on our Zoom calls every Friday and say, I don't feel like a mother. I do not feel motherly, and I desire that in the depths of my heart. And they will stay for 10 or 15 minutes after class praying over me, ushering in the Holy Spirit, healing and declaring things over my life. And I truly believe that because of these holy and true friendships that have been cultivated, that I feel so much grace, that I feel so much mercy, that I feel so much peace in my motherhood, more now than I ever have. I've even found more confidence in my parenting, not just in the way that I view and receive my children, but even the way that I approach them and correcting them and mentoring them. I've had time to read parenting books and listen to podcasts, and my confidence level in my parenting has also gone through the roof. And I truly think it's not just because I'm postpartum and I'm at home on maternity leave and have time, but I think it's truly attributed to these friendships, through these prayers, through being vulnerable and bringing out this darkness to the light and having people pray with me over them, that I've seen and experienced this transformation. It went from constantly repeating myself to my children to letting life be their teacher and me being able to really just mentor them through that. If you're done eating, okay, go to bed hungry. I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to raise my voice. I've been able to take off a lot of the pressures I've put on myself as a parent to make sure my kids are doing everything they're supposed to be doing, supposed to be being in quotes, to really just allowing myself to experience the freedom of motherhood, the freedom to enjoy my children, the freedom to not raise my voice, the freedom to just love them and mentor them and guide them in a loving manner and not constantly correct and oversee and seek perfection from them and from myself. And the only thing that has changed has been the prayers from these friends. And that is the power of true friendships. That is the power of prayer. That is the main point of this entire episode. It has been amazing. And I don't know that words, you know, in this podcast are going to truly express the conversion of heart that I've experienced or the gratitude that I feel for these true friendships. But when someone speaks to you and prays with you in the moment, not I'll pray for you later, but right now, you shared your heart with me right now, and so I'm going to pray with you right now. That is powerful. That is beautiful. Another place I found these friendships is my older sister, and I have started a prayer group in our community with our parish to really just tap into our local people. I was driving 45 minutes away to go to prayer meetings once a month just to keep my spiritual cup filled before ministry school. Now I have ministry school, and that's very helpful, but that's going to come to an end. I'll graduate soon, and we need to stay plugged in. We need to stay connected, and why not be from people in our own community that we see at the grocery store, that we send our kids to catechism with, that we sit in church next to every Sunday, and we don't know their hearts. And that was the purpose of that prayer meeting, and we only meet once a month, and there's been, I think, 3 or 5 of us max at each meeting. It's very new. We're just getting it started, but we've already cried in these meetings, these prayer gatherings together. We have laughed. We have prayed. We've ushered in the Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit is, where the joy of the Lord is, beautiful and good and fruitful things happen. And this has been unfolding in my life. And I pray this. I wish this. I hope this. I declare this over your life, that you find faithful, fruitful, holy friends that will cultivate an atmosphere for security, for safety, for love, and for honesty and grace and mercy, that when you have these true friends there, you feel safe to share these ugly truths. Because when you share them in an atmosphere like that, the truths are not ugly. They're real and they're raw. And they're parts of who you are and who God created you to be. They can be healed. They can be restored. God does not function in time the way that we do. He is outside of time. So if there's something you struggled with in the past, He can go back and heal that. If there's something you're struggling with currently, He can meet you there and heal that. If there's something that's coming down the pipes you may not even know about yet, He can go before you and prepare the way and heal that. And having friends that understand that and know that and can meet you there and hold your hand with Christ and help you navigate that is so powerful and so transformative. I have been so truly blessed by these friendships, and I will tell you, they have been the most unexpected people. Never did I think I would share the depths of my heart with someone from Hong Kong who I've never met in person. Never did I think that I would befriend the mother of a dear friend of mine who had passed away. Most people that I have encountered as this friendship are not my age. They're older than me. They're way younger than me. And for some reason, I put friendship in a box. I thought they need to be my age. We need to have the same hobbies. We have to be in the same phase of life. The people that I've let closest to my heart, especially over the past few months with being pregnant and now postpartum, have been people outside of that box. People unexpected. People that God hand chose for me. When I got out of the way and quit trying to choose my friends and just let the Lord bring them to me and bless me with them, that's where the grace happens. That's where the beauty happens, trusting in the Lord. I hope that in some way this has made room in your heart to find authentic and true friends, to maybe declutter out some of the old friends who are not fully accepting, the friends who don't pray with you right then and there. Don't kick them out. Maybe you're that friend that says, I'll pray for you, and then you forget, or you just say, I'd like to pray for so-and-so. Lord, bless them, and move on. I'm talking about the people who actually stop in the moment and say, can I lay a hand on you? Can I pray with you right here, right now? And meet you in that place and hold your heart with Christ. And with that, I'll just go ahead and close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. I pray and bless each listener. I pray for them and I bless them, Lord. I ask you to reveal and pull the scales off of their eyes to some of these ugly truths, these burdens that they have been carrying that they do not want to share with others, that they don't acknowledge for themselves, that they push down and hide away instead of bringing them to the light and addressing them. Darkness does not exist where there is light, and where Christ is, there is light. I pray that they be bold and courageous to bring these forth, to bring them out of the darkness, to not keep them hidden from themselves or from those who love them and want to be a listening ear, a helpful heart, someone who asks you to create in them a heart that wants to receive others, to be this true friendship who can receive the ugly truths of others. I pray an abundance of friendships over each of them, and that they too become authentic and true friends. I pray that their faith life be enhanced as well as their prayer life. Lord, give them the words and the confidence and the boldness to say in the moment, let me pray with you, and enter into a moment of prayer and put forth their heart with Christ to pray for the other person who has entrusted them with their ugly truths. Vulnerability is so powerful, Lord. We thank you for the authenticity of each listener. We thank you for this community that we are building and have built of friends who listen together, who grow together, who love and learn together, who are making room for you, Lord, that we are getting rid of these boundaries, these inhibitors on our spirituality, and we're busting through these boundaries to create more space for you. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love you all so much. I am praying for you. I love you. I wish nothing but the best for you. And if you need a friend, if you need prayer, please do not hesitate to reach out. The Spirit of the Lord is alive and well and thriving. And I have just been feeling so much grace, so many blessings, so much mercy from the Lord. And I think I have enough to share. So if you need some, I feel like I'm overflowing and I have some to give to you. I hope you all have a blessed day and we'll talk to you soon.